I'm worried about Putin because we're a global society. You're wondering who's going to run China. So this is just one little slot, the American
president.
Yeah,
I looked
at
his soul too, and I can see a lot more than Bush can.
In whose soul?
Putin's. And I can look at his soul
too. Yeah.
And that's what I think. That's what's going around in America. That's really what Bush is all about.
Well, people don't know it's a post-information society. That's the joke version. George has many clues. The joke version, he's clueless.
Totally.
But is Israel in that calculation then?
Okay, you got the Jesuits, the Freemasons, the Bolsheviks, the Nazis, and the Mossad. Those are the five factors. None of them are stronger than the other. They're all subsumed by the Android meme.
I was asking.
There are no those categories. That's what's so stupid about
it. Because of Israel's power within, I mean, Israel got us into the war in Iraq and started this war on terrorism through the
needle. The Vatican got you into the war. The Freemasons got you in the war. The Nazis and the Bolsheviks got you into the war. Not just Israel. That's why these idiots focus on Israel. Silly.
Well, I'm just talking about the neocon, because
the neocon is all, the Nazis are neocons, the Bolshevik neocons, the Vatican, Jesuits, and the Freemasons are neocons.
Right, right.
Neocons are guys who think they can still run the show.
Right, right.
And don't talk about the Android meme.
So in what way did the KGB come in and take over them? What was their conduit into the U.S., into America?
Well, the old Rockefeller Bolshevik alliance, secret alliance in the 60s, early 70s, fell apart by 75. And then you listen to Beter's tapes from 75 to 79. He documents month by month the battle between the Rockefellers and the Bolsheviks, and the Bolsheviks won.
Okay, okay.
But then the secret Christian faction in Russia kicked the Bolsheviks out of Russia.
Okay.
That's why the Russian mafia is all over Brooklyn and all over the states and everywhere. That's the old Bolshevik empire.
Yeah, okay.
But they're not in charge. They run America, but the real charge, thank you, is in...
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that. Did you circle it?
Okay. No, I didn't circle. That's what they're saying.
Wow.
And then there's a letter in the inside to him personally.
Right, interesting. And look at this. It's sent to his house.
Well, it's not his house. That's his
office.
You know, it's not even his office. It's a one room office where it used to be his dad's account.
But this is a special issue because you got this designed to him. And it has the address to him. See the extra joke?
But that's not the address.
I know, but it's still addressed to him.
I know.
You know
that's the only address that they have, but they found that he bought that right across from the Bel Air Hotel.
Was it hard for them to find it?
Well, any legal buying of property...
Through real estate is on the
everybody
record.
Everybody gets that. You know,
this will be interesting. I'll look forward to reading the letter from the editor. So the real Russians took over behind Gorbachev, took over Moscow, and they're the guys who stopped the Cold War.
Right, right, right.
I mean, you know, dismantled the Soviet Union.
Good to see you. Thank you.
But the decentralized situation means, so you dismantle the Cold War, the mafia wars go on all over the place, and the Bolsheviks are everywhere. They're inside Russia. Right. It's at the virtual level where the control is, the Secret Council 10.
Right.
And the Russians run that. Well, up to a point. The Bolsheviks and the Rockefellers don't run it. If you actually look at what I said on the radio in the late 80s, analyze them, scholars will someday analyze, they'll see that I was aligned with the Russian Christians. That's how I won the Secret Council 10.
Right.
So, but that's for postgraduate stuff.
Last week, I think it was, on the Coast to Coast show, Nori had some guy on who's like, considered one of the veterans of the remote viewer program.
Oh, just a minute. I wanted to say, just hold it.
So, on Coast to Coast, like it was last week, they had Russell Targ on, who's like a remote viewer guy. He's like,
Russell Targ.
And one of the veterans. And then they were talking, and he and George were talking about
the veterans of remote viewing to distract from the fact that the Evergreens is what the CIA was relying on. Remember that?
Yeah. So, Nori's talking to Targ. And they're talking about some remote viewing that this top guy in the remote viewing pyramid did, you know. I can't blank it on his name.
McGonaghy?
Right.
There's a McGonaghy kind of guy.
That guy's good. I've heard him.
That guy's good. He's good.
But,
I've seen him. He's all over the fucking place.
I'm not saying any of these guys are authentic, but I'm saying they're entertaining.
Yeah. That's so, what we want.
No, but the two of them are talking about the guy who, like, is
the best,
the
Gordie Hall of remote viewing.
And Nori asked Targ, about what he was reviewing, what this guy was remote viewing, like
right now,
this
or was, in, no, the during,
in the past, yeah. like in this around the 70s.
Yeah.
Tark says, "Oh well, yeah, he got into some labs and was remote viewing on some particle beam weapons that they were." Norris would go, "They had particle beam weapons back then," and that's what the whole Beater's
that's
whole
the
thing.
Beater thing.
And I never believed it.
Yeah.
And I still don't believe it.
I know.
But I couldn't believe I heard him say that on the radio.
You were like, George, Big Bob is right. Dr. Peter's right. Come on. There are limits to our credibility. No, that's credulity, I guess. So, yeah, that's good. I had another chip on my block there. And you're going to have to eventually capitulate to it.
I'll cave in one of these days.
What?
One day I'll cave in.
Yeah. Okay.
What
was so the Christian thing, I was going to say, yeah, the evergreens were the, well, I said it once, well, let's leave it at that.
Okay.